So continuing in the Ramban here, the beginning of Parshas Truma. V'hineihem kedoshim ru'im sheyeh bahem mikdash lahashva shchinaso b'neihem. V'lachein tziva tchila al devar ha-mishkan sheyeh lo bayis b'socham v'kudosh l'shmo. V'hine ikar ha-chefetz b'mishkan hu makom menuchas ha-shchina shehu ha-orem. So it's clear, according to the Ramban, the definition of Mikdash is a bias or a makom lahashras hashchina.
When you join the rub.
Is a bias or a makom. The Velt points out that this is in contrast to the Rambam's definition. The Rambam has at the beginning of his Beis HaBechira, Mitzvus Esse Lasos Bayis LaHashem, Muchan lios makrivim bo hakobanos, v'chogin elav shalosh pamim v'ashana. Shenema v'osoli mikdash. So the Rambam defines mikdash as a bias, which is muchan lios makrivim bo kobanos, and which is the address for v'iyas panim. Shalosh Parim Bashana, Yevon Kozuchocha. V'chogigan Eilav, Shalosh Parim Bashana. It's not for the tachlis of the Mishkan is not for the Hashras Hashchina. The definition of Mishkan, and therefore the ikur tachlis of Mishkan, Mikdosh, is Muchan v'hakravas hakavanos, Chogigan Eilav, Shalosh Parim Bashana. L'chora, just in terms of how the Rambam and the Ramban respectively learned Pshat in the Pasuk, so the Ramban clearly says the Pshat v'osur li'mikdash v'shachanti b'salcham, that the Pshat is v'osur li'mikdash so that v'shachanti b'salcham. That's how the Ramban reads the Pasuk. How does the Rambam read the Pasuk? So before we come to how the Rambam reads the Pasuk, l'chora the Rambam would say that his definition of Mikdash is also mefurish in Chumash. The Lacha Mishnah already raises the question, here in Hilchos, this question is not so much, is not so much critical for our present focus. Here in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Osur Li Mikdash. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, when the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael B'Shas K'nisasam La'oretz. So Limnos Lahem Melech, Livnos Beis HaBechira, and Lahachris Zara Shalom Malek. So here the Rambam quotes, I said it in the wrong order, it's L'hach v'zare el shalom malik, then livnos lam beis ha-bechira. So here the Rambam quotes, for livnos lam beis ha-bechira, shenema l'shech no sidra shul v'osho shama. He quotes the pasuk from Parshas Re'eh. Okay, so maybe we'll come back to the teretz on the Lacha Mishnah's kasha. But be that as it may, if you look at the pesukim in Parshas Re'eh, so the Rambam Bechor would just say the Pshuvim Pashas Rei, the Pshuto Shal Mikra is my definition. Lo sasun kein Hashem Elokeichem, kiyem el amokam eshe yevchar Hashem mikol shivtechem losum eshemo sham l'shichno sidrishu uvaso shama. So you should inquire. You should look to identify the place. Uvasa shama, and what's the next pasuk? Vahavesim shama l'sechem v'zivchechem ve'es maser v'sechem. It's parak yud beis psukim hay and forward. Vahavesim shama l'sechem v'zivchechem ve'es maser v'sechem ve'es truvas yatchem v'nedrechem and v'sechem v'vchos mekachem etzamchem. And then again, Pasuk Yud Aleph, moving forward. V'hoya amokam asher yivchar Hashem alokechem bo l'shaken shmo sham, shama sabir. Eis kol asher anochi mitzav v'eschem aloseichem zivchechem asoseichem v'sum v'siyatchem v'chol mivchar nidrechem asher tidru l'Hashem. So the Rambam would point to these psukim. That's where I, at least the first part of the definition of Mikdash, as bayis shemuchan liyas makivim bo kabanos. What's pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Truma v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'solcham? So Yitachin, according to the Rambam, what it means is like this: that the pshat is kedushas mikdash, to create a mikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be a cooperative venture. You're going to have to do part, and I'll do part. V'asu l'mikdash, you'll do your part. You'll, in terms of the Mishkan Bamidwa, so you'll take up a collection and you'll donate v'chulu, and Bezalel and all the others will build, but that won't create the mikdash. Then I will finish the job v'shachanti v'socham. Not that the v'shachanti v'socham is the toeles and the tachlis of Mishkan the way the Rambam learns Pshat in the Pasuk, but the way the Rambam learns Pshat is that, as it were, that's the Gemar HaBinyan, that's the Gemar HaAsiya, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part in creating the Mikdash. What's the Mikdash for? So here in Parshas Truma, the Torah doesn't tell us. In Pasha's Ray, so you have the definition. V'haveisam shama, l'shechna siddushu v'asa shama. And what's it about? What do you have the mikdash for? V'haveisam shama. It's muchan liyos makriv in bo'ka bonos. Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, quotes the Drosha's Chazal on Takrivu as Korbanchem. So Takrivu, Melamed Sheshtayim Misnadvim Ola B'Shutfus, Korbanchem Melamed Sheyibo Nidvas Tzibor. He Olas Keitza Mizbeach Abo Min Hamosoros. So what do they do with the leftover Truma Salishka? Right, so this week is Parsha Shkolim, no? This week is Parsha Shkolim. So Be'echud Ba'ador Mashmian Al Shkolim, so that they would contribute in Chodesh Adar for the new, the coming year's Truma Salishka, the fund from which they purchased Kavanos Tzibur. What did they do if there was any, so the fiscal year in Mikdash was from Aleph Nisan until the end of Adar. So what did they do if there was leftover money from the come this Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What do you do with last year's leftovers? So one of the things you do with it is you use it to buy an olas nedava of the tzibur if the mizbeach is if people are not waiting to be makriv korbanos on the mizbeach is just standing empty. So it's a funny thing, so let the mizbeach stand empty, no? Let the Mizbeach stand empty. No one has a chattas they need to bring? Good, wonderful. No one has an oshan they need to bring? Okay, no yechidim are bringing olas. Okay, so what does it bother us that the Mizbeach should be standing empty? No, it shouldn't be empty. So yitachein that the pshat, at least al pi the Rambam, is that the definition of mikdash, as we just read here in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the definition of mikdash is to build a bayis muchan lios magivim ba'akavanos. So yitachein that it's a continuation of that mitzvah. You see that the mitzvah is, it's midin va'osuli mikdash, is not just to put up the structure, but the point is to have a mokom where you're being makriv kavanos. And that's the source for why you don't want the mizbeach to be standing idle. And if there's no one waiting, so then we bring an olas nidvas tzibur. There will also be a machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban. I'm sorry, one second. Yeah, I think Kimeduma that a similar machlokes to how you type the pasuk of Osili Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham, that the different understandings of Mikdash should also, when Shlomo HaMelech davens upon completion of the Mikdash, so the Ramban, towards the end of this Ramban, towards the end of our Ramban, if you see, where he quotes the pasuk, "Bebiyo Omar ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim eso adam al ha'aretz, hine ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichal kalucha." So Shlomo Melech says, posing a rhetorical, well, I don't know, it's either a question or an exclamation. Shlomo Melech, quote from Shlomo Melech. Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim eso adam al ha'aretz. What this mikdash, this bayis Lashem, hinei ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yechal kalucha, the whole vast cosmos doesn't accommodate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makomo shel olam. Ein ha'olam makomo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makomo shel olam. So ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yechal kalucha, so af ki ha'bayis hazeh. So the question is, what is Shlomo Melech saying in that pasuk? So kemeduma that according to the Ramban, the pshat in that pasuk is that it's with an exclamation point that Shlomo Melech is saying, look at this extraordinary quality of Beis Hamikdash. That even though obviously Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yechal kalucha, but your Shechina resides here, and that it's I think according to the Ramban, you have to look it up and make sure this is correct, that the Ramban would punctuate with an exclamation point. The Rambam l'chaora punctuates with a question mark. and says, and I think if you look in some of the Mefarshim in the Mekoros Gedolos, there in Melachim, some of them say this explicitly, that the pshat is that obviously by building a bias Lashem, we don't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, moving in, you know, unpacking his bags and moving in, because HaShemayim U'Shmashem Haloi Chalkalucha, what it means is that there's going to be a special Hashgacha on this place. Which those two pshatim will align with the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban in how to learn pshat in the pasuk of osili mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem as well.
Sorry, can everybody say more fully what he means by question mark or exclamation point? I'm not fully understanding.
Yeah, I'll try then. It's Hashem. When Shlomo HaMelech says, again, it's a Hey Hasha'ela, I think. Ha'umnam Yeshev Elokim Esa Adam Al Oretz. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu reside with man on earth? Hine Hashemayim U'Shmei Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kalucha. So what's he saying? So Kimeduma, that according to the Ramban, and again, you have to review this, make sure this is correct. But according to the Ramban, what that pasuk means is that Shlomo HaMelech is sort of talking about the miraculous, extraordinary character of Mikdash, that even though, obviously, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom Shel Olam, HaShemayim, you can't restrict, you can't contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a particular place. And Afal Pichein, I don't know, Afal Pichein, somehow, miraculously, there's a Hashras HaShechina in Mikdash. And he's expressing his hispilus at the miracle of the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. So Kimeduma, that's how the Ramban understands the pasuk. I think maybe in context here, that's why he's quoting it here as well, but check all this. L'umaso, for the Rambam, what it means is that Shlomo HaMelech is saying, you know, I'm not misunderstanding what Mikdash means. I recognize that it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of contained or restricted here, because obviously that's absurd. So then what is it? So the implication is, and I think this is what the next pasuk then talks about. The next pasuk is something about tefillah. What's the next pasuk that someone have? Yeah, thank you. So I think the way that the Malbim and some other Mefarshim say pshat is that what Shlomo HaMelech is implying is, no, what Mikdash means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of, as it were, pays special attention to the Mokam HaMikdash. There's a special hashkocha there. Right? Which is what, as we once discussed from the Noda Bihuda, quoting the Rambam and the Mora, what the Rambam thinks Hashras Hashchina often means. That's what it means, that there's Hashras Hashchina, that there's a special Hashkacha. So for the Rambam, it's not commenting on this dialectic of, on the one hand, Hashemayim Mishma Hashem Aloich HaKaluch, on the other hand, this is your house. No, it's saying, no, we know what Mikdash isn't. What Mikdash isn't, it doesn't mean that again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives here. That's not what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom Shel Olam, HaShemayim Shmei HaShemayim Echal Kelucha. What it means is that you exercise a special Hashgacha over this place, and that's the segue to the next Pasuk, that Mikdash is Mokom HaMesugal for Tefillah. Because Kabbalah HaTefillah is one major aspect and expression of Hashgacha.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll stop here.